What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show, friend of the show, my guy Rick Cabrera down in Northwestern State, the Demons out of Southland Conference. My man Rick, what's up, brother? How you doing, my guy?
I'm doing great, man. First and foremost, man, I can't thank you enough for having me. You know, I'm always here for you, man. So we go way back, but I'm excited to be here, man. I appreciate it.
Man, Rick, man, talk about this year, man. It's a little tough year for you, man. But year one, setting your standard, man, setting your culture, man. So this is a year foundation to build off of, but not so much the record, but let's talk about the process of it. Because sometimes people call it records, but we need to talk about the process of being better, set the standard for going forward.
Yeah, the process has been, I mean, you know, like I'll be honest, like, you know, going into it, you know, it was a tough build. I don't like to make excuses. You know, like I wasn't raised that way, but in this business, when you're in a year-to-year turnover, you know, you have to sign 13 like new players, and you only have 13 scholarships, and you know, and gel them in, and you know, and get them to understand the importance to winning at this level. You know, our non-conference was a struggle. I kind of knew that just off the schedule alone. We played, you know, we got to bring in a lot of money. So, you know, and then, you know, we did a little better in conference. You know, we had to make some internal, you know, changes within the program that, you know, to build a culture and, you know, and have some culture guys here. So, you know, the process is, you know, like has been great, man. You know, a lot of people, you know, think that I'm down about this past year. As a competitor, of course I am. But this past year has only made me stronger, has only made me a better coach. So, you know, like I just been blessed to be able to walk out every, you know, 31 games and say, hey, I'm coaching Division I basketball. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a business that we get judged on for winning and losing. And, you know, the process to build has been great so far. And, you know, I'm excited for what we got coming in store.
And what's good, Barbara, I told my friends about, man, through it all, man, you see the joy on your face, man. Like, when you coach with passion, you coach with joy. It's on your face, man. Like, people should just watch you. People think you'll be down, but nah, you're intense, you're into it, but you're doing it with joy and appreciation and humbleness. And, hey, I'm a head coach D1 basketball, trying to help these guys be better. That's what I saw from you, just as a friend. You're still locked in, and you're still just enjoying yourself, even though it's not what results you wanted. You're already really enjoying yourself out there when I watch the games.
No question. You know, like, you have to. The competitiveness in you, you know, for 40 minutes is always going to be there. But, you know, like, I've learned that, you know, that if my players are given everything that they have, and the outcome doesn't come out the way we want, I'm happy. Obviously you got to improve your talent, and that's what we've done. But those guys gave me everything going into every game. It wasn't always perfect, and there's no reason to beat them down and you'll be crazy on the sidelines. There's a different time and place for that, So I knew every game going into it. Like, I knew my guys were going to go out there and play hard. That's the step one, just play hard and compete. And then this, schematic part, and then your talent will all take over. So we had some good wins in conference, and, we were two possessions away from being in two games, 13 seconds away from being 9-9 rather than 7-11. That was bad coaching on my part, but I learned from those moments. So you fix them and get better.
And Rick, man, for you, man, in this whole new environment, brother, of trying to build a roster every year, you've been having that JUCO background. For you, how much is it seamless for you, but knowing how to build a roster year by year, having to find ways to gel guys together quickly who come from different parts of the country playing ball over internationally, trying to get them to see the right vision for what we're trying to accomplish this year, building a right relationship with those guys to really buy into what you guys are doing culture-wise.
Right. So I'll tell you this, at this level in comparison to JUCO, it's a lot different. And I thought it would be kind of the same, but I was in for a little bit of a rude awakening on the roster build. And I'll tell you why. Is because at this level, you got to vet these young men to make sure you're bringing in some really good dudes, right? After this year, I told myself that I'm not coaching anybody with any red flags. And if you have a red flag, you better be a bad dude on that court, right? And so the vetting process going into this year of recruiting that my staff and I have done, it's almost been like trying to go work in the White House. It's in the Pentagon. I want to know everything about you. I want to know, when things get tough, how are you going to respond? Can you be coached? Can you be a good teammate? Now, so in junior college, do you look at those things? Absolutely. But you also know that you're taking some kids that have, are coming from certain situations, both athletically, academically, and home life, that may not all be there. So you're kind of molding them in. So when they go to that 4-year school, then they're a lot, you're prepared.
No doubt. So
that has been the difference for me, at this level than JUCO. But in the recruiting process of overturning a roster, use your relationships that you've built in this business and just get new players, whenever it sees fit. So it is what it is. I try not to complain about things I can't control.
I call it speed dating now. Speed dating.
That's exactly what it is.
Speed dating up and see. Do we have something we can work with here and build up? We have a little something we got in common. Then go from there.
Speed dating, I like that.
No doubt, man. And, workouts coming up here for you guys, man. This summer, man, big on development. I know you're big on development. So what are you looking for your guys for development-wise this summer as you all use this time to get better before the fall comes in August and then November 4th, it tips all off again?
Yeah, man. Our guys are getting in tomorrow. We start classes on Monday. This summer is a big summer for us, just because – we have, 10 new guys coming in. So we use the summer for, you know, for skill development, but also for, you know, to develop camaraderie within each other, especially with new guys. You know, and that's what it is. You know, the summers on most college campuses are pretty boring. There's not many students there. There's not many activities going on. You know, there's a lot of downtime because we only, you only get a certain amount of time to work out with them per week. So we use that for these guys to get to know each other and develop the, you know, a brotherhood. You know, but we're going to get after it in the time that we're allotted. We're going to get stronger. We're going to get, you know, more conditioned. You know, but most importantly, we have guys that love basketball. You know, if you don't love it, I can't coach you. And it won't be a fun year for you. But I think we have guys that love basketball. So I'm excited for this summer.
Man, bro, it's crazy about love basketball. This morning, Rick, I was doing some drills. You know how you did the sprint throw line, and if you miss it, you got to do a down and back sprint. I'm doing it this morning. I'm damn near 40.
That's awesome.
It don't leave you, man. If when you love it, it don't leave you. I don't do down back sprints, but it's because I still love the game of basketball. That's what I'm used to. I miss the sprint. I got to do it down and back and get back to the line.
Right. No doubt. It's something within you that makes you do that. It's a discipline. A lot of adults don't have it. You know, so, you know, just hearing that, you know, like brings a smile to my face.
And you know what, man, like you said, camaraderie, man, like, you know, things get tough, man. Guys ain't getting minutes they want, they're not playing. So building that brotherhood in the summertime is very important. And back when me and you played, man, you know, it was, October 15th was that bad day. October 15th is coming. Oh, my God. So let's be glad you can get guys on the court now before that magical day comes, the 15th of October.
No, listen, man, it's funny you said that. I was talking to my staff about this a few weeks ago about how October 15th was like, it was almost like a birthday for a hooper.
Yes.
You know, because you get to watch the Midnight Madness, the Vic Vitale and all the schools, and then at 12:01, some teams would practice. You know, the next morning, but now it's just like, you know, your college basketball is the longest sport of any college sport, you know, mm-hmm. in regard to practicing and playing. You know, we got June, July, and then they come on campus, and then we got August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. And then you give them a couple of weeks off, and then you do workouts in April. So it's a lot. But as a leader and CEO of this program, you know, like you have to maneuver that so you don't wear your guys out. You know, the good teams are the teams that obviously when February comes, they're not looking forward to spring break. So they're looking forward to winning championships and continuing to play, you know, because they're not worn out, you know, because they have a discipline of important things of, you know, winning championships. So that's what we got in store for us.
And you know what, then, Rick, what's good about it, bro, is you can actually build that winning character now in June and not have to try to worry about it on the fly. That's the good thing about this, the new way of doing things. Is you can build this thing, start this winning culture here to come next week to set you up for making that run to the big dance in March when the South Conference tournament comes up. So that's right. So beautiful about it. Just laying the bricks now for a great thing that come next March.
Yeah, no, just, I mean, when you get these opportunities, you know, as a head coach and, you know, like it starts in the summer. You don't want to have any regrets, man. You know, and I learned so much from this past year. And not that we didn't work hard in the summer of last year and during the season, but you learn from your mistakes. If you made the same mistakes that you did last year, then you might as well pack your bags, you know. And, you know, I refuse to let that happen. I refuse to have, you know, another bad season that we did, you know, from a record standpoint, you know. But, you know, in order to do that, you got to have some dudes, man. We get tricked in this business, man. There's not many teams that win that don't have talent, and you got to have talent. You know, I tell you what, that talent makes you You know, a lot of coaches look like good coaches, and I'm fine with that. You know, so we got some talent. You know, we had some health issues last year, and you know, like the guy I coached at Tallahassee, which was probably it would have been our best player this past year. He tore his ACL, so he was out for the entire season, but he's coming back this year. So we got to stay healthy and you know, have some luck. You know, I mean, in this business, you got to have some luck as well.
No doubt, bro. And your conference is getting even tougher, man. Like, you got Savannah Austin coming back in. You may have some other sliding back in for July 1st, man. And Will Wade done a hell of a job getting McNeese going and getting raising to the level of the conference, man. So, about that, man. And just how Southland Conference is on the rise, man. And what you all got the gauntlet you got coming up. But it's fun to compete against all the different coaches and different guys and really show what you're all about down at the Western State.
No, well, listen, I don't like it. I don't like that McNeese is really good, and I don't like that Stephen F. is coming in here. But for the conference, it's a great look. You know, like, this conference is you know, a lot better than it's given credit. You know, Will Wade has done a phenomenal job. You know, the guy can coach basketball. I know he has some extra – you know, some extra benefits there that other people don't have. But from a basketball standpoint, he can coach basketball. I've known Will for a long time. You know, Stephen F. has, you know, a great tradition. They were in this league, and they were actually our rival for almost 100 years. You know, so them coming back is great for the league. It's great for the rivalry. But like I said, I'm happy. You know, I don't complain about things I can't control. You just move, you just focus on your staff, focus on your team, and, you know, I mean, just keep it moving.
No doubt. That's one for you, bro. Like, how's the family doing? I ain't saw your family in a while, but how's the family doing and the kids, brother?
Family's doing great, man. They, my oldest son, he graduated high school. He's going to come to Northwestern State, just be a student. He's not a hooper. My middle son is playing basketball, playing AAU, playing high school. He's killing it all summer. And my 8-year-old is loving life. You know, the wife is, you know, she's the backbone of the family. She's holding the fort down. They're swimming a lot in the pool and just enjoying this Louisiana heat and food. So they're doing great, man. Health is great. I appreciate you asking me. How's your family doing?
Man, they can't complain, brother. Hey, everybody's still in one piece, just supporting the cause and just trying to stay alive, man. This Atlanta humidity, man, because it's crazy here today, brother.
Amen to that, man. That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful to hear.
It's crazy to tell you this, bro. We had an earthquake this morning, brother, here in Atlanta.
Get out of here.
Yes.
I didn't know states inward can have those. I thought
yeah,
it was
Atlanta's actually on a fault line. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are okay. Okay, well, it makes sense. There you go.
So yeah, I was out there playing bars. But I was playing bars the morning, man. And the ground started shaking. I said, "Oh, I know what this is."
Wow!
Yeah. Same with Memphis too. It's a Memphis on the fall as well.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing. Wow. See, every time I talk to you, I learn something new. I promise you, I do.
Yes. Hey, we're trying to educate here. On the show,
man. No doubt. So no matter how old I get, man, I'm always learning from other people. So I appreciate that.
No doubt. But folks, that's my favorite prayer on the Boston Man Show. Support them. Of course, take demons out of Southland Conference, people.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you again for having me, man. Let's stay in touch.
Anytime, my brother.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.